Today's reading is in the book of Mark, chapter 15, starting in verse 33. Mark 15, starting in verse 33. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders hearing it said, behold, he is calling Elijah. And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink, saying, wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down. And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, truly, this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on from a distance, among whom were Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the younger, and Joseph and Salome. When he was in Galilee, they followed him and ministered to him, and there were also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. And when evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised to hear that he should have already died, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the corpse to Joseph. And Joseph brought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mother the Mary of Joseph saw where he was laid. We have reached a series of very significant events. This is the death of Jesus, the Savior, the Son of God, the Son of David, the one who came to fulfill the plan of God, the one who becomes our King, our High Priest, our brother even. And it says that when the sixth hour had come, that would be noon, that would be midday, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. I like the way that Jacob Hudgens starts out his description of these events. He says, as Jesus hangs dying, the earth itself responds. And I've thought about it that way before in terms of Jesus is the creator, or the agent of creation at least. And so then he dies on the cross, and creation itself responds. There's darkness. Now, even if you had an eclipse, it's not going to create this kind of darkness. We're talking about real darkness. Even an eclipse would not also last 3 hours. So noon might as well be midnight with the way this happens. It's as if the sun itself stops shining. And I think about that because the book of Revelation describes heaven as having the light of the sun, S-O-N. And here we are saying that the sun, as in the star in our solar system, does not provide the normal amount of light that it does today. You know, noon is midday. It's bright and sunny. The sun's right overhead. But no, it's not going to shine because the Son of God has died. I wonder sometimes as well what those who put on that sham of a trial for Jesus were thinking when suddenly the sun stopped shining, when the curtain of the temple rips in two. You know, we're not talking about curtains like we go down and buy at Walmart today that are pretty flimsy. When we bought our house last year, we went to get curtains and we wanted curtains that would basically black out the windows, but apparently you can't buy them that way anymore, not at least not around here. You'd have to have them made or something. We were a little disappointed in that. So, you know, we've got these thin curtains with a liner. No, this curtain on the temple, it was many layers thick. It was very heavy. You're not going to tear that curtain. And it's certainly not going to suddenly tear on its own. No, this is a supernatural event. The curtain of the temple that separated the holy and most holy place rips open. Well, we find, especially through the writings of the Hebrew writer, that Jesus entered that most holy place and gave us entrance. And so This is significant. This is not just another occurrence. This is the pinnacle of the Gospels leading up to his resurrection. And so Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? He's experiencing the pain of this process and the pain of all that he has to go through in order to accomplish the plan of God. Think back to what we were talking about last night with Isaiah chapter 53 and those descriptions of Jesus being acquainted with the grief and going through all of this pain and mental anguish. This is our Savior. And he did this lovingly, and he did this willingly. And we also know from Matthew's account that a few more things happened. You had earthquakes, and you had some of the dead that came to life, and other different things. But Mark just records these. And really, these are enough. But those others, yes, they are significant as well. And so this centurion even will make the confession. This, in other words, he's saying this man was the Son of God. But I rephrase it with the way I'm thinking. That this mindset of the centurion would be, this had to be the Son of God. These kinds of things don't happen. I wonder how many people he's seen crucified. None of these things happened when anybody else died on that cross. Jesus was different. Jesus was the Son of God. And so his confession really is, there's no other conclusion. So just as we were talking about in Isaiah 53, Jesus has, in essence, opened the door to God to overcome the separation that exists between us and God because we've all sinned. That he bears our iniquities, that he helps us to overcome these things. And if we come to a knowledge of Jesus, and that knowledge leads us to faith in Jesus, and faith leads us to obedience, then yes, we enter into that new covenant through the blood of Jesus that allows us to then have fellowship with God. So was the death of Jesus significant? Absolutely it was. Is the death of Jesus still significant for us as Christians today? Absolutely it is. That's why we have the memorial of his death every Sunday morning when we partake of the bread representing his body and the grape juice that represents his blood. His body and blood that were put on that cross and shed. So the death of Jesus is extremely significant. So even here at this last moment, there were some that were mocking, saying, let's see if Elijah comes to take him down. I wonder if they wanted to take those words back when they saw all these different things happen and they saw the darkness come upon them. Also, just as we talked about in Isaiah chapter 53, you have Joseph of Arimathea that comes and requests the body of Jesus that he might take him and bury him, saving Jesus the humiliation of being buried with the wicked, which probably would have been some sort of a mass burial or maybe even an open grave. But he puts him in his own tomb, and he does so lovingly and carefully, putting him in this linen shroud and wrapping him and laying him in that tomb. And of course, it was so late before the Sabbath that they could not do the normal things. They were going to come back after the Sabbath, which is then Sunday, in order to do those things. And of course, they find that empty tomb, which we will look at in our future readings. So there's some really big events happening here and some things that maybe we take for granted once in a while because we so often talk about the death of Jesus that we really need to sit down for a moment and sort of meditate on these things. And we need to pray a prayer of thankfulness, a prayer of gratitude, that God not only came up with a plan for our salvation, but that he lovingly sent his Son, and his Son lovingly died doing the will of the Father in order to give us a relationship with God. That's something we need to be truly grateful for. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.